Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to bless your glorious and magnificent name on high. God, we thank you for this morning. God, we thank you, fresh manna that is about to come forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that you woke us up this morning, God. You clothed us in our right minds, oh, God. And so unto you, Father, we give you praise and adoration. You are the King of glory, oh, God. We ask that you will arise in this place, oh, God, where we are right now in Jesus' name, God, because we know, Lord God, and as we give praise unto you, oh God, you will inhabit the praises of your people, oh God. And so today, Father, we come to access your throne room on today, God, because we want more of you and less of ourselves, oh God. We thank you today, God, that this is the day that you chose for us to hear a word, Lord God. It's going to set our hearts afire again for you, oh God. We thank you that you're lifting up the arms of our leaders right now in Jesus' name. We thank you today, God, that you're shifting the atmosphere, oh God, and where we are right now, God. We thank you today, God, that we will not back up, no, we will bow down to any other God, but we will serve you and you alone, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're feeding us on today, God. The word of God, Lord Jesus, is going to give us what we need today, God. So satisfy our souls, oh God. Increase, oh God, as we decrease today, God. We thank you today, God, that your love today, God, is the same as yesterday and the day before, oh God, because you are God that never changes, oh God. So thank you today, Father. We ask that your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, oh God. We thank you today, God, that we can lift up a sound unto you, oh God, for your sound, Lord God, is moving, oh God. It is moving, Lord God, like a speed of light, oh God, through the airwaves today, God. So let that he that has an ear, let them hear today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the destruction of the enemy, oh God, and his, Lord God, and his, Lord imp, oh God, has been cast down today in the name of Jesus. Victory is our portion. We thank you today, God, as we dance before you, oh God, and we celebrate you, oh God, in our own way, oh God. We thank you for the clapping of our hands, oh God, a dance in our step, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the jiggle, oh God, that is in our bellies, oh God, that will shake and rumble, Lord God, because out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, oh God. Let us tap in on today, God, and not tap out, oh God. We will not be strangled, oh God. We will not, Lord God, be left or stroked, oh God, or strongholds will be on our lives in the name of Jesus, because you cast them down today. We worship and we honor you, oh God. We bless your glorious name, God. We lift up a sound unto you, oh God. May you be attentive to our cry this morning, oh God. We need you like never before, oh King of glory. Arise, arise in this place, oh God. Arise in our home, God. Arise on our job, God. Arise in our churches, in our ministries, oh God, whether they're online or in a, Lord God, in a place, oh God, where you have a temporary, oh God, or if it's a place that you have given us of our own with your name on.
it, oh God. We thank you in advance, God, that we have a place of worship, oh God. But they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. We honor you this morning, oh God, for being such a good God, a Father, that we've been to ourselves. And so that's why we have to give you praise. That's why we have to give you the worship that is due unto you. Because, oh God, you're not like man that you shall lie, but you keep every one of your promises, oh God. We thank you today, oh God, that the enemy, the devil, is a liar, and he is exposed on today. Every thought, every scheme, every lie has been exposed in the name of Jesus. Because of you, Christ Jesus, we call upon you. We know that is your saving hand. We know that is your saving power, oh God, that allows us, oh God, to go through the trenches, to allow us to go through the storms, to allow us to go through the things that we go through, oh God. But it's your hand that is guiding us, oh God. And we thank you that if your hand be for us, oh God, who can be against us? Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God. We worship and honor you, oh God. We thank you that the spirit of heaviness has been lifted off of your people today, God. We thank you, Lord God, as they put on the garment of praise. Yes, God. Yes, God. The joy of the Lord is their strength on today, God. In the name of Jesus, give them what they need in the name of Jesus. Give unto the Lord all ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Oh, give unto the Lord glory that is due to his name. Hallelujah, oh God, if we don't know what to say, God, sometimes we just got to wave our hands to you, oh God, as a sign of surrendering to you, Almighty God. Oh God, we want to come into a posture, oh God, where we can surrender our will to you, oh God, surrender our thoughts to you, oh God, to surrender everything to you, oh God, for unto you we live, move, and have our being, God. You blew your breath into our bodies on today, God. And so who are we to restrict our praise? Who are we, oh God, to restrict anything from you, oh God? You have been so good to us. You kept us from danger seen and unseen. You kept our children, God. God, you kept our spouses, oh God. You kept our children, oh God. You kept our families, oh God. Even those Lord God, that try to strike up against us, oh God, you still kept them in their stubborn ways, oh God. But we thank you, oh God, that we live, oh God, in the land of the living on today, God, to see the testimonies, oh God, of which setting your word, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. And so, Lord, on today, God, as we give you unrestricted praise on today, God, we will not shut down. We will not back up. We will not bend down in to any fear or any doubt or disbelief, oh God. But in our very trust is in you, oh God. Oh God, for faith is a sustenance for the evidence of things not seen, oh God. And we know, Lord God, that your lamp is a light unto our feet, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word is a lamp. We thank you, oh God, that you will give us what we need, Lord God. For your word, Lord God, is come that is sent to heal. Your word, Lord God, is our your children's bread. We thank you on today for lifting up our leaders on today. Oh my Nayad, oh my Yoshondo Rababa Yekioro, Yasiende, Okoyala Mayekayero, O Radoko Yasio, Yellow Rio, 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 that will annihilate, oh God, oh God, every scheme of the enemy on today, God. Oh Father, we ask that you will lift up their arms today, God, and draw them back to that place with you, oh God, where the security is in you and not in man, oh God, where the security, oh God, is in you and not man, oh God. Yes, Lord, send. Sound the alarm in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you on today, God, for Lord God equipping us for such a time as this, oh God. For we know that there's a war that is going on, oh God, on the inside and on the outside, Lord God, and even in this world, oh God. But Lord God, if we give you everything, God, because you want more of us, God, and less of ourselves, oh God. You want us to sacrifice ourselves, oh God. So here we are, God, sacrificing ourselves, oh God, for the kingdom of God, for your kingdom, God. We ask that your kingdom come and your will be done, just as it is in heaven, God. We want to resemble, Lord God, everything that heaven has in the name of Jesus, so that people, Lord God, will see you and you alone, oh God. We thank you on today, God, as we are stirred up on today, God. We will, Lord God, trust you, the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. We worship and honor you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the word, oh God. Thank you for the cleansing, God. Forgive us, oh God, of anything, every doubt, every fear, Lord God, anything that we allowed in our spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Before you today, as we give you the glory and the praise, oh God, But we thank you, oh God, for this line today. We thank you, Lord God, for the authenticity, oh God, that's coming forth on today and over this last couple of years, oh God, that you've set us up, Lord God, for the breakthrough, for instructions, oh God. You've given us even, Lord God, conviction in our hearts, oh God, that those that have an ear will be able to hear, God, and to follow the instructions, oh God, that you have set for your man and woman servant, oh God, and those that you have called on the line, Lord God. Let it, Lord God, not fall on dead ground, Lord God, or dry ground, God, but let it fall on good ground in the matchless name of Jesus. That, Lord God, you will, Lord God, give the increase in this hour, in this season, Lord. We thank you today, God, for Pastor LaRon Matthews, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the fivefold ministry, oh God, that is in his belly, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that as he moves, oh God, according to what you called him to do, God, there will be people, Lord God, that will stand and hold arms in the mighty name of Jesus. There will be those from all over the world, oh God, that will have his back in the name of Jesus and not, Lord God, cause any, Lord God, confusion or cause any daggers to come nigh his dwelling in the name of Jesus. But, Father, we thank you, oh God, that those will stand in the gap, oh God, and close the gaps in the name of Jesus. Oh, my, na, yes, oh, ta, na, my, yes, oh, to, die. In the name of Jesus, we command, in the name of Jesus, and we decree, in the name of Jesus, that they will rise up out of their sleep of napping, oh God, and be awakened, oh God, from the sound that is coming forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that work in the background, those that are the Messiah, in the name of Jesus, raise them up, oh God, strengthen them on us, let them not grow weary in well-doing, Lord God, for their labor is not done in vain, Lord God, for they do it from a good place, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for the intercessors, God, that praise when we don't know what to say, when we don't know what to pray, God, but you give the intercessors what to say and how to decree and how to strategize and how to, Lord God, to, Lord God, move things out of the way, God. We thank you, oh God, we're doing it on today, God. We worship you and we honor you, God. We thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing right now, God. Continue to lift up the arms, Lord God, of Restoration and Truth Ministries, oh God, as we give you glory and praise, oh God, as we submit ourselves to you as a living sacrifice, oh God. We thank you on today, God, that the anointing, God, Jesus, will destroy every yoke on the mighty. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're touching every ear, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're touching, Lord God, every eyesight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shake. In the name of Jesus. In the matchless name of Jesus, do your will, God, on today, God. Bless your people on today, God. Yes, God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray. Amen.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
excelling the family for the kingdom purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois.
It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
Pastor Eugene Fierce Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois.
October 29th, 2022.
Saturday morning, the workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand. Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings
Ministry, Toledo, Ohio, Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022, at 11 a.m., a time of reflections. Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia. For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988 or email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022, the Family Values Conference at RFPIM 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and want to see you there.
In the Word of God, in the book of Joel, the second chapter, verse 28, it reads, "Then after doing all those things, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions." Welcome to the third Saturday morning of the Prophet's Touch with Prophet Maurice Simmons, Sr., Pastor of Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. We're so glad that you could join us, and we pray that something will be said that will allow you to have a life-changing experience. God bless you. Again, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, people of God. I want to bless the Lord for today. For today is a great day. Today is a day of celebration. Today is a great day because the Father has woke you up this morning. I want to thank the Lord for all that he's doing in and through your lives this morning. We want to encourage you to continue to trust God in every aspect of your life on today. So first, I want to give honor to Prophet LaRon Matthews on the Blog Talk, and for those that are on the radio right now, my leaders, Apostle Maurice Simmons, and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, all those that work hard in the background, Evangelist Wilkes and also Administrator Brian, all those that pray, intercede. I just want to thank the Lord for all of you on this line today. We pray in Jesus' name that you will receive the word of the Lord on today. Also want to give thanks and praise to my mother, to my husband, to my family members, all those that are connected, all the RTM family. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you with the love of God. And also, people of God, just strap yourself in your seats and get ready for the ride, because God is about to bring a word forth to you all today. So if I can come to you today, I don't come as myself, but I come in the name of the Lord God, because I believe that when we put him first, he will take everything and make everything right. So I decrease as the Father increase in me. I pray that God will bless you all with to hear and to see the word of God that comes forth in Jesus' name. Today's topic today is your attitude is your altitude. Hand me another brick so that we can build the kingdom. I'll say that again. Your attitude is your altitude. Hand me another brick so that we can build the kingdom. And we're going to build this kingdom together in Jesus' name. But first off, I wanted to share something with you all today. And I wanted to share the Father wants more of us, more than anything. He also wants more for us. Things in our lives that we have in our possession at this moment that we have had so long, and we refuse to let go. It could be your clothes. It could be those old socks that with a hole in it. That might be your favorite pair of socks. Maybe your undergarments. You need to let that go. The dress, the pants, the cocktail dress, the squeaky shoes, the whatever it is, or even your squeaky bed, the messed up curtains and the blinds that is torn to the side. Y'all get the picture, right? Oh, and the last thing I want to say is the attitude. See, over the past couple of months, God has helped me to purge some unwanted things from my life, from the things that was in my home to the people that was in my life and even the things that was within me, and he's not done. It has been a time, has it been a time that has been easy? I said no, sir, and no, ma'am. There's been times of sadness, frustration, rejection, misunderstanding to the point where I wanted to surrender, where I didn't want to surrender anything, but I had to surrender for his will and not mine. Yet I trusted the one who is the author and the finisher of my faith. I leaned on and leaning on the strong people who prayed, who guided, who instructed, who helped me when I felt like my life was in ruins. There were times where the second guessing almost became my first choice. With God and his still, small voice, an angel in disguise, and the roaring voice of a gentle, that was gentle as a dove, kept me going. I thank you. The Lord had brought me back to the book in the Old Testament again, and I believe that I taught on this before, in Nehemiah chapter 1 and all of, and verses chapter 1 through 8. And for the sake of time, I won't be able to read all the chapters, but I will pull out what the Lord has given to me in my spirit to encourage you as leaders of the gospel, as pillars, as servants, as trailblazers. Oh, and those trailblazers, we may go through some trailblazers, but we will overcome in the mighty name of Jesus, because it is time for us to rebuild the wall. The wall that God has designed to protect the people of God. The wall that has been down, the wall has been down far too long. And people are out there, they don't have nowhere to go. They don't have nowhere to sleep. They don't have no place to eat. They don't have no place to go at all. They have been captivated or been captive far too long by the lies and the schemes of the enemy. And even so far long enslaved by their own demise because of their own destruction, because they don't have a way to go. So the devil thinks that he is the captain of their ship, but we will take hold today the will and kick him out in Jesus' name. Many of us may have felt defeated over time, while others, like, we may feel like we're lacking or we're lonely or we're feeling rejected or we're feeling like we have no strength to do anything on our own. And that's true, because we can't do anything on our own. But let me encourage you on today, that the battle has been won. I want to share with you on today even this, of what God has given me. There will be no longer will there be trip hazards, no more distortion of youth. And overtime will be in order. So we're going to have to work while it's still day. For the Lord our God is ready for us to build again, but this time it will be his way. Earlier I said to y'all that attitude is your altitude. And again, I think I did speak on this before, but you know the book from John C. Maxwell. I just started a new job, and I thank the Lord for what he's doing, because that's a testimony in itself on how that transpired. And I'll just share that with you guys another time. But I was at work, and I was going through the file cabinets, and lo and behold, I went through a drawer, and this particular book of John C. Maxwell was in there. And it's the winning attitude, developing a leader around you, and becoming a person of influence. I said, Lord, did you do that? And I know he did, because who else would have done it? You know, but I thought this was so awesome because of the fact that this is my timing. This timing that I'm in right now is what I need in this book. And I'm going to share some things with you guys, and it's going to, like, you, like, y'all probably laugh. Some of y'all might cry. Some of y'all might just hold your bellies, you know, whatever, you know, but it's going to be good. So I was on a plane a couple of weeks ago coming from Texas to Chicago. And the funny thing was I was on the plane and I was talking to somebody. And the plane, when it landed, it was making this kind of weird noise. And I was like, what is going on with this plane? First off, when she landed, when the pilot landed, she did a nosedive kind of thing. And it was like, kind of like, you know, and it kind of made you like, made you get scared, like, is everything all right? And so after she landed, the plane thing, it started making these little weird noises. And I was like, you know what? I think that the plane arms or whatever the things are called need some WD-40 on it, because them things were squeaky. It sounded like dogs was barking. And that thing messed me up. So then on my way home, there was some little turbulence and everything, and I was, you know, I'm a gift of gab, so I was just talking and everything. And the people that was like my buddies, my plane seat buddies, when the turbulence comes, you know that we sometimes we panic. And so as we was landing again, before I could even get myself together, I was like, y'all hold my hands. And they literally held my hands as we landed. And I laughed at myself at this because I said, girl, you are so crazy. You got people, you talking to people and got people holding your hands. And they don't even know you. And sharing their food, they don't even know you. But anyways, people just, it's just so funny. But here's what I want to say to y'all. Because we know that they are supposed to be capable of taking us where we need to go, to whatever destination. And we all on the plane was going to one destination, and that is from one state to another. But and all together, we must trust the people that is guiding us to take us there, right? So even though we were going to one destination, when we got off the plane, we all went our separate ways to go to our final destination, or maybe that was their final destination. But what I want to draw to you all today is that God is our pilot. He's the ultimate pilot. And he also set others, our leaders, in place to help guide and navigate us to our destination in God. And so if our attitude is right, then we will get there. If our attitude isn't right, we won't get there. And it was something that John Maxwell about the plane, and I'm going to take y'all there real quick, and then I'm going to try to build my case. And they're so funny. The title was, "It's a Bird, It's a Plane, No, It's an Attitude." And sometimes we need an attitude indicator to make sure that we're in the right posture, in the right place, so that we can get to our destination. And what I'll share with you is there's a portion on the aircraft that is called a nose. It's called a, what's it called? It's a nose high indicator. It's an indicator. And sometimes to make sure that the plane is going the right place, or that is right, doing right, it has a nose high attitude will help the plane point you to go to the horizon, above the horizon. I'm not a plane person, so I just know that when it goes up, it's supposed to go up. When it goes down, it's supposed to go down. And anyways, I mean, on the pavement, you know, to go down, not to go down anywhere else. But if the pilot is concerned about the attitude of the plane is because it indicates its performance. So when it goes up, you know, and it goes, and the attitude has to be in order. And so anyways, we have to make sure that our attitude and our thoughts, our minds, everything that we have is pointing towards the author and the finisher of our faith. If we have our heads down, cast down, we know that the Father is the lifter of our head, but we cannot continue to have our head cast down. We have to have it raised up, because our attitude is our altitude, in Jesus' name. And something that triggered when I was reading this, he said, the attitude indicator. That's so funny that I just said that. Sometimes our attitudes sometimes have to be readjusted over and over again so that we can get to where we need to go. There's going to be people that ain't going to follow us, and that's all right, because some people ain't meant to go where we're supposed to go. But in the midst of it, when we look at Jesus and his attitude when it came to his time, remember what Paul said. It said in Philippians 2:5, it says, have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus. We know that Jesus was the perfect example to follow. There was many people that was frustrated with him, but he didn't give into frustration. There was many times that proven because of what he showed us in his word. He was selfless. He was secure in who he was, and he was very submissive to his calling. And it wasn't easy for him, and we all know that he was obedient to the point of death on the cross. You know, David was another one where he talked about, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. That's in Psalm 34. And he said, my soul will make boast in the Lord. Now, David was praising the Lord not only because it's right, but because he felt like it was what he needed to do to break through the walls, to break through those chains, to break through everything. And his praise, and it sent the praise to other people as well, because he encouraged them to praise the Lord in spite of what you're going through, because we already know that praise confuses the enemy. So let's go on to, if I can draw your attention to Nehemiah, chapter 1. And we're not going to read all the way through all the 8 chapters, but like I said before, there's going to be some things that God is going to reveal to us through the word. And I pray that I know it will encourage you, because it encourages me. And mainly this topic, I wanted to center towards our leaders, because this month is Pastor's Appreciation Month. And I want to encourage every leader that is on this line today to be encouraged, to pick up another brick. Someone's going to pass you a brick so that you can continue to build for the kingdom of God. They may not look like us. They may not act like us. They may not even smell like us. We said that before over and over again. But when you get that brick and you start building and building and building and building, the Father is going to be satisfied because you built it his way. So in Nehemiah chapter 1, and I'm reading out of the Amplified Bible, start off with verse 1. It said, the word or the story of Nehemiah, the son of Peleah. Now in the month of in the 12th year of the Persian king, I was in the castle of Shushan. And I, one of the king's men, came with certain men from Judah and asked them about the surviving Jews who has escaped exile and about Jerusalem. Verse 3. And he said to me, the remnant in there in the providence who escape exile are in great trouble and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its fortified gates are destroyed by fire. When I heard this, I sat down and I wept and mourned for days and fast and prayed constantly before the God of heaven. And I said, O Lord of heaven, the great terrible God, who keeps covenant, loving kindness, and mercy for those who love him and keep his commandments. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to listen to the prayers of your servant, which I pray before you day and night for the Israelites. Your servant confessing the sins of the Israelites, which have sinned against you. Yes, and my father's house have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you and and have not kept the commandments, statutes, or ordinance which you commanded your servant Moses, Deuteronomy 6:1-9. Remember earnestly what you have commanded your servant Moses. If you transgress and you are unfaithful, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. That's in Leviticus 26:33. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, so the outcast were is further part of the heavens, the expansion or of outer space. Yet I will gather them from there, and I will bring them to a place in which I have chosen to set my name. Deuteronomy 31:5-5. Now these are your servants and your people whom I have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, let the ear be attentive to the prayers of your servant and the prayers of your servants who delight and reverence and fear your name, your nature, and your attributes. And prosper, I pray you, your servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. For I was a cupbearer to the king. Nehemiah 1-11. And then we're going to go into Nehemiah 2. And what I want to say is we all know that Nehemiah was a cupbearer. That's what we just spoke about. And it came to pass that in the month of Nisan, in the 12th year, the king of, I said his name right early, when the wine was before him, and I took the wine and gave it to the king. Now, I had never been sad in the presence before, and this is verse 2. So the king said to me, why do you look so sad since you're not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of the heart. And I was very much afraid. Verse 3 says, and he said to the king, let the king live forever. Why would I not be sad facing when the city of the place of my father's sepulcher lies waste and fortified gates are consumed by fire? The king said unto me, what do you ask? This is so cool, everyone. I just want to share this, that, you know, he fasted and he prayed, and he asked the Lord to show favor, have mercy in the sight of man. And this is what God did in front of the king, in front of him. He said, what do you ask for? What do you ask? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and he said, and I said to him, if it pleases the king, if your servant was found favor in your sight, I ask that you will send me to Judah, to the city of my father's sepulcher, that I may rebuild it. You hear that? That I may rebuild it. And so the king allowed that to happen. As we go on in the scriptures, and let's go down to, he had asked for a letter, and that's in verse 7. He said, also I said to the king, if it pleases the king, let the letters be given me to the governors beyond the Euphrates River, that they may let me pass through Judah, and let the letter of Asaph, keepers of the king's forest or parks, that they may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the fortress, of the temple, and for the city walls, for the house that I may shall occupy. And the king granted what he asked, for the good hand of my God was upon me. Amen. And I'll go on to verse 9. And then it came to the governors, now that the rivers, down of the river, and gave him the king's letters, beyond the river, excuse me. Now the king has sent captains of the army and horsemen with him, with me. And Sabaoth and Cornite and Tobias, the servants and the Ammonites, heard, when they heard this, now this is the enemy right here, y'all, distressed them exceedingly that the man had come to inquire and to require the goods and property of the Israelites. And so Nehemiah had came to Israel, to Jerusalem, and he was there for 3 days. And he rose that night, and a few men was with him, and he did not tell anyone that what God had had put on his heart to do for Jerusalem. There was no beast with him except for the one that he rode on. And when he went out by night, the valley gate towards the dragon well and to the dung gate, and inspected the walls of Jerusalem, which they were broken down in the gates, which he had that was destroyed by fire. So he went around and he surveyed the land. So as time goes along, you know, there was, you know, the three agitators that came, or there was more of them, that was trying to destroy every single time that he would try to build, that he was in process of building. And so the next day, he said in verse 18, excuse me, or 17, he said, "Then I said to them, you see these distress that are in, how Jerusalem lies waste and the gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be reproached." But when those three guys, you know, Sabal and the Hittites and Tobias, all of them, and the officials, when they heard all that, they laughed and they despised them, because they said, "What are y'all doing? We all rebel against the king?" They didn't even know what was going on. They was called wrath. And there's going to be times, leaders and saints, that they're going to be people that's going to come against the vision, that's going to come against the things of God that God has given to you in your nighttime of prayer, in your daytime of prayer. But do not lose hope, because you've got people that's going to back you up in this hour, in this season. We have got to catch the vision of what God is doing in our lives. We cannot afford to put our guards down and not move forward with what God has for us, because at the end of the day, God will get the glory if we do not faint, in Jesus' name. But let's go on. So, you know, I said that they laughed and they scorned and they despised, and they was like, "What y'all doing? You know, are you rebelling against the king?" And he asked, and then Nehemiah, he answered them. He said, "The God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore, we, as his servants, will arise and build. But you have no portion or right to memorial in Jerusalem." He was letting them know right then and there, "We're going to rebuild, and ain't nothing you can do about it. We catching the vision, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Because if God be for us, who can be against us, in Jesus' name?" So as time went along, people of God, in chapter 3, you will see that there were many that was coming up and was helping to rebuild the wall, the towers. And over that time, there were men from Jericho, they came and built. There were men from Uriah, they came and built. There was people from all over. And in verse 6, it says, "Moreover, the old gate of Judea," or Jodah, the son of I did not say these words, so y'all forgive me. The Nephilim of Besobadiah, part that I want y'all to hear, "they laid its beams and set up its doors, its bolts and bars." This is for the intercessors. We have to learn to build the walls, the doors. We have to bolt it down. We have to put the bars down so that the enemy cannot come in. This is for our intercessors. We have to man the gates in this hour, in this season. We have to do what God has called us to do in the waking night, in the waking days, in those moments when we're at lunchtime. We can go and set ourselves to a side and just pray and give him 12 minutes of our time. Give him 15. Give him 20 minutes. Give him a minute of your time just to pray and to intercede, for we don't know what we're interceding for, but the Father does. We have to lay aside all the weight so that he can get the glory, and that those lives that are standing in between the gaps, that are laying, that are straddled against the between the fence, they will know what side they can get on, and they need to be on the Lord's side, because if God be for us, who can be against us? In chapter 3, verse 12, now, I wanted to say this too. It says, "Next to them repair Shalom, the sons of Hadash, and the rulers of the half of the state of Jerusalem, and his daughters. So this work is not just for men, but it is also for the daughters. It's for the daughters of Zion. It's for the women of God to wail on the wall, to pray and to intercede. It's for us to put our feet to the plow. It's for us to pick up the brick and hand it to the man of God, to the other sister, to the other leaders, to other people, so that we can start building together. It's no longer separation, but we have to give ourselves up and give away the religious thought that we cannot be used of God. God wants to use every last one of us. And in order for us to be used, we have to let go of the religious mindset and let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Allow him to take the cap off of your mind and allow him to pour into you like never before, so that when it's time to build, we will build with the great, with the right attitude, so that we can build towards the altitude, which is to him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And as we go on, we can see in every part of the scriptures in chapter 3, where there was many that was coming that was in that city, that lived in that city. They built doors. There was many that rebuilt it. They set doors. They set bolts. That's more for intercessors. Again, we got to man the gate. We have to man the gate. Hallelujah to your name, Father. There were many that was coming, that was building the walls, that was building with bricks, that was building everything back to the kingdom, for the kingdom of God. And it went straight far and wide. And even in the midst of it, the enemy was still at bay. And you can tell that where the in chapter 4, where the wall was defended against the enemy. And even though the enemy kept coming, God always made a way of escape. And so let's go to chapter 4 and what happened. Okay, so here we go. So they built the wall. This is in verse 6. So we built the wall and all of it, and it was joined together to half of its height, for the people had a heart and mind to work. That's what it's all about, people of God. That's catching the vision right there. We built the wall. Say that again. We built the wall, and all of it was joined together to half its height, for the people had a heart and mind to work. See, there's going to be some feeble-minded people that don't want to do nothing. But those that do, they will reap the blessings. They will reap it in Jesus' name. Because with the alarm that's being sound right now in the earth realm, we have to gird up our loins. We have to put on the whole armor of God, because once we know there's going to be a fight at hand. So, and then how the enemy is going to try to do some crazy stuff, but it won't prosper. Nope. So, the enemy, again, and I'll just say that they are the enemy, because here they come again. They heard that the wall was built, the wall of Jerusalem was going up, and that the breaches were being closed. And they were very angry. Now, this is in Nehemiah chapter 4, verses 7. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to injure and to cause confusion and the failure in it. Verse 9. But because of them, we made our prayers to our God and set a watch against them day and night. That's where we got to be, the intercessors and prayer warriors. Hallelujah. And the leaders of Judah said, the strength of the burden barriers is weakened, and there is much rubbish. We are not able to work on the wall. And the enemy, they will not know or see until we come into the midst and kill them and stop the work. So in verse 12 it says, and when the Jews who lived there near them came, they said to us 10 times, as he said 10 times, we must return and guard our little villages. And that's what I'm talking about, the ones that want to run away from our places where they dwell, they will be upon us. So I set the armed men behind the wall and placed their places where it was least protected. And even thus, used the people as families with their swords, spears, and bows. Isn't that something? He told them, he gathered them up and had them with their swords, their spears, and bows. That's why we all have to have on the armor of God in this hour, in this season, people of God, because it's going to be a fight. And we know that we're not going to lose because the Father is on our side. We know that there's no weapon that is formed against us that will be able to prosper, because we know that God is for us. And if he be for us, who can be against us? And nothing shall come not our dwelling in the name of Jesus, because we know that as we stand on the battlefield, the Father is right before us, leading us to where we need to go in Jesus' name. And so I want to say this in verse 14. I looked over them and rose up and said to the nobles and the officials and to the other people, do not be afraid of the enemy. Earnestly remember the Lord had imprinted him on your mind. Get great and terrible and take from them, take him courage too, and take him from courage too. Fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, and your wives and your homes. I want to encourage you all today to fight the good fight of faith. Do not lose hope in this hour, in this season. We may lose some things, but God will give us everything back to us in this hour, in this season, because God loves us more than we can love ourselves. He knows the plans that he has for us. Yes, God, we thank you for knowing the plans that you have for your people on today. In verse 15, it says, and when our enemies heard that their plot was known to us, that the God that and that God had thwarted their purpose, we all returned to the wall, and everyone to his work. Hallelujah. And so, and from that time, this is verse 15, and from that time forth, half of the servants worked on at the task, and the others have held their spears and shields and bows and coats of mail, and leaders stood behind all the house of Judah. Those who build the walls and those who bore burdens loaded themselves, so that everyone worked with one hand and held the weapon with the other hand. Sometimes you got to do two things at one time. Sometimes you got to go pray while you want to go. Never mind. I was about to say, not when you want to punch somebody in the face, but that's not what I want to say. Sometimes you just got to hold it down. You got to do two things at one time. We may wear many hats on our heads, but we must know, and I hear my pastor right now, we must learn how to balance them all. God will give us what we need if we ask him for balance. Hallelujah. And that's what I saw in this verse right there. He said, while in one hand they worked and held the weapon in the other hand, but there's going to be a balance when we do all this in Jesus' name. And verse 19, it says, Nehemiah said to the nobles and the officers and the rest of the people that the work is great and scattered, and we are separated on the wall, one far from the another. You remember I said that on the plane about the plane? We're all going to be together, but eventually we're going to be separated to go in our different destinations. There's going to be times that there's going to be people that's going to come, and there's going to be times where people will go, you know, and then they'll stay put, you know who those are. Anyways, it's going to be all right. And verse 20, it says, in whatever place you hear the sound is important, people of God. In whatever place you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there. Our God will fight for us. Hallelujah. Oh, I am so encouraged on today. I pray that you are encouraged today that our God will fight for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for fighting for us, oh God. And even when we are scattered about, when we hear the sound of the trumpet, we will rally. It doesn't matter if you're in North Carolina. It doesn't matter
you're in Chicago. It doesn't matter if you're in Texas, Florida, Alabama, China, wherever you are. When you hear the trumpet sound in the spirit, you will know to rally there in that secret place to pray. We may not be physically be able to get together, but when we do, when we hear the sound of the trumpet, we need to realize and be encouraged that God will fight for us on our behalf. Hallelujah. Amen. And let's go to Nehemiah chapter 5, and he talks about Nehemiah deals with oppression. So there was many things that was going up against him in that time, in that season. We know that there was stuff that was just happening. I mean, there's all kinds of things that was going on. There was a great cry of people and their wives. You know, there was people had mortgages. People lost their land. You know, there was people that was they had to borrow money and on their fields and the vineyards. There was, you know, was so much stuff that was going on. And Nehemiah, he was very angry when he heard the words, when he heard the cry and those words of the people. They started complaining. And he was just like, what am I complaining for? God, didn't I just say to God, if God be for us? I mean, he said God will fight for us. Why are you sitting there crying for? What? God was going to supply every one of their needs. But they did not believe that. And so he had to deal with this oppression. And there will be times that we will be dealing with this, but we must master the shift in this hour. That's why I was encouraging you on today, everyone, your attitude is your altitude. Look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Help cometh from the Lord. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Do not allow the things that we have to deal with, but our finances, with the things on our jobs, with rejection from different things and different situations of other people. Yes, we got to carry those things, but we must cast it down and give it to the Father, because we know that if we give it to him, he said, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He cares so much for us that he don't want us to worry about a thing. And we understand that we are emotional beings and that we're going to worry, but we know that worrying is not going to be pleasing to God. So we must walk in faith and not by sight, and not allow the oppression of the lies or the things or the cares of life get us down, but we must rise up in this hour. So he shook out everything in the name of Jesus. And in this moment that we got to shake off some things in our lives so that we can get back in the right posture, in the place and position in Jesus' name, and begin to praise the Lord and allow the people to see us praise him, because of according to the promise that God has made for us. And that's also in verse 13. He said, I shook all out of my lap and said, so my God shake out every man from his house and from the every exercise and fruits of his labor who does not keep his promise. And see, a lot of them didn't even want to keep their promise, but he may also shake out. And all the assembly said, men and amen, and praise the Lord. And the people did according to the promise. God has made his promise. His promise will not return void. His promises, what God says he will do, he will do. He will give everything that we need, because it's already in the house. It's already in those that have businesses that's on the inside of them. The finances will come. The finances will come. The education will come. The schools will come. It will come. Online schools will come in the name of Jesus. Anything that you put your heart to that is according to God's will, it will be done in Jesus' name. Grant money will come in the name of Jesus. Well, we don't have to give back to anybody. Money will, finances will come into our bosom, because he trusts you in this hour, in this season. So don't be weary in well-doing. And when chapter 6, there you go again. Here comes the enemy. They heard again that they had rebuilt the walls. This is the first one in chapter 6. And that there was no breach left in it. Time they had not hung the walls or the gates. So then they thought, okay, they're going to try this again.
the messengers that came to Nehemiah, and they said to him four times this way. And I answered them, because he said, one second. And it was written, it was reported among the neighboring nations, and Geshem, it says this, that you and the Jews plan to rebel, building the wall that you may be their king, according to the report. Now, that's another lie that they're trying to bring out and cause some wrath, some kind of confusion again. And then they also said, also you have set up prophets to announce concerning you in Jerusalem, there is a king of Judah. And now this will be the report of the Persian king. They're going to report it to the king. So now let us counsel together. That was in verse 7. So he replied to them. He said, no such thing you say have been done. You are inventing them out of your own heart and mind. I said, what? He told them that they had invented out of their own heart and mind. He's like, man, you crazy. I would never do anything like that. But they all wanted to frighten them. They were all wanted to frighten us, thinking their hands would be so weak that the work would not be done. But now strengthen my hands. That's what Nehemiah said. Sometimes we have to ask the Lord to strengthen our hands when we feel that we cannot carry on because the persecution and because of all the stuff that is coming against us. We know that we will face persecution on every side, but we know that if we ask the Father to strengthen our hands, we know that he will do so. So as we move on, and as the scripture goes on, we know that it was defeated and it was a lie. And in chapter 7, it says, Now when the wall was built and I had set up the doors and the gatekeepers, the singers and the Levites had been appointed, I gave my brother Hananiah, the ruler of the castle, charge over Jerusalem. For Hananiah was more faithful and God-fearing man than many. And there's going to be some that you have to pass the torch to, and once the work is finished, to allow God to finish the work. And he said to them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun is hot, and while the watchmen are still on guard, let them shut the doors. Appoint guards with the people of Jerusalem on the wall and each opposite of his own house. Now, as we go on, they have found that there were few in the houses that were not rebuilt. But they came together, the noble leaders, the nobles, the rulers, and the people, and that they found a genealogy. And what they found in the genealogy, they were, and this is in verse 5, he said, and I found and registered of the genealogy of those who had come up in the first return and found written of it. And for the sake of time, I'm not going to read all of it. But there, in the midst of this, they found there were some that wasn't even a part. They wasn't even a part of the genealogy. So they had to put them to the side. And there will be a time that there will be some people that have to be put to the side until someone can account for them. And they may be the ones that have been backslidden, you know, or they may have left for whatever reason. And they come back, you know, to try to be in the fold. But we also must watch and pray to make sure that they're not sheep and with clothing. I think I said that right. Yes, sheep and with clothing. And so, as they go through the genealogy, they put everything back in order the way that God had designed it according to what the genealogy talks about. And as we go on to verse 8, I'm chapter 8, excuse me, and I'm going to end with this. All the people gathered together as one in a broad place before the water gate. And as we come together as a whole assembly, as the people of God, there will be a day where we have to, there will be a day of feasting. There will be a day where we rejoice, because even though we have gone through every single thing that we've gone through in our lives, even in the midst of building, because remember I said your attitude is your altitude. Hand me another brick so that we can build the kingdom. We cannot do it with on our own. We cannot do it without a plan. And I was reading something at my job the other day, and there's this thing called BHAG. And it's Big Hairy Agenda Goal. Big Hairy, or you could say Awesome Goal. We have to advance the kingdom of God, but we have to have an agenda that is his agenda, because we must seek him first. This is Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. We must first be strengthened by the Holy Spirit, which is number one, awareness. It must be about his business first, excuse me, to advance the kingdom of God. We must be strengthened by the Holy Spirit. We must raise awareness so that people will understand what we're doing. And if they understand what we're doing in this hour, in this season, we will achieve the strategy that God has given to us to do. People of God, we are a team. We are one body. But if one is lacking, just like you, what I read to you earlier, if they're lacking mentally, physically, financially, we as a team, as the people of God, come together and make it happen so that no one will suffer in this season. If the world sees us working together and there's no division, there's no ism, there's no schism, there's no all that crazy stuff that's going on, God will use us to obtain the purpose for us to reach. It says in the word of God, want to flight. And I never understood that math, but we know that God is greater, and we know that there is more in numbers when we work together. And again, you know that Nehemiah, he said, he put his hand to the plow. The servants, everyone was to the plow. And I thank God that he was not like, I'm going to sit on the side and watch y'all do stuff, you know, and let y'all be. But no, he did it too. He put his hand to the plow. So we must give of our time. We must give of our finances, because you saw that they gave of their finances. And we must give time for yourself as well. You have to have time to rest, to balance, to pray, to know when to pray, to when to let go and when to release, when to hold on and know when to fold and, you know, and let it go. And you will see yourself years from now. And this is a question I want to ask you all today. I know we've all been on a plane before. Some of us have, some of us haven't, and you can raise your hand or you can put your hands down. But where do you see yourself in years from now? Where do you see yourself 2 months from now? Where do you see yourself in short term and long term? Because I believe that this took a long time for them to build that wall. It's going to take some time. It may be 5 years from now. It may be 20 years from now. But we must set aside for the kingdom of God and also for ourselves as well. You know, many people plan for all kinds of stuff. People plan for weddings, but they don't plan for the marriage. Many people plan for the marriage, but they don't plan for the things that may take place within the marriage. Some of us may, and I don't want y'all to raise your hands, some of us may have life insurance, and some of us may not have life insurance. Some of us may have emergency money set to the side. Some of us may not, you know. But in this process, in this moment that we're in, people of God, we must have the attitude of gratitude so that we can build with the bricks that God has given us, build with that God has given us, build with our leaders, that God will give us, you know, the strategies, and we catch the vision that God has for the leaders, because it ain't about us. But if we're not balanced, how can we be one-sided and be jacked up on the other side? It don't work that way. It's like having a car with four wheels and one's flat. It's going to look funny, and eventually it's going to be a blowout, and we don't need no blowouts in this season. We only need the enemy to be blown out in the name of Jesus, and we also need a Holy Ghost blowout, but we don't need no casualties on the battlefield, people of God. We have to make sure that we're balanced on every side, just like I was telling you about that the plane. If that plane thing was making all that noise and stuff, who's to say that God was preventing us when we landed? It could have been a casualty. But we thank the Lord on today for what he shared, even in the midst of what we're dealing with. And some of y'all may agree to disagree, but I thank God that I pray that this word has blessed you all today. We must remember that when we put our hands to the plow, when we pray, when we fast, when we give ourselves to Christ, to our Lord and Savior, when we go out there to witness to men and women of God, when we go out and with a smile on our face, we may be the only Jesus Christ that people will see in this hour, in this season. So remember, people of God, that we are a team. We are the body of Christ. We must work together and not work against each other. We must be able to work while it is still day. We must work until we can't work no more, because the kingdom of God will not stop until Jesus Christ comes back to save us all. We thank you, Lord God, for this word today. Father, we pray that you will cover this word, that no backlash, no retaliation will come not our dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray that you will cover our leaders today. God, those that hear the word on today, Father, we pray that you are dependable, God, and that there's nothing that you cannot do for us. So, God, we worship and honor you today. We thank you, Lord God, that you're setting us on fire again for you and for your glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that they that have an ear has heard today, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the instruction that you've given us, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the encouragement that you've given us on today, God. We thank you, oh God, as we open ourselves up to you, God, if we need to repent, if we need to come back to you, oh God, help us to set the record straight, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your glory, Lord God. We shall see your glory in this hour, oh God. We know, Lord God, that in this hour in the season, Lord God, there will be a greater, Lord God, better than the former, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we shall see the greater in this hour, in this season. Touch your people today, oh God. Anoint them afresh, God. Send your, Lord God, your anointing to destroy the yokes of discouragement. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, let them know, God, that they're not alone in this hour, in this season, Lord, but they are, Lord God, are covered, oh God, by you, oh God. Send your angels, oh God, yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send them on their show, in the name of Jesus, to every area, oh God, as we close the gaps, oh God, as we close the gaps, God, in the name of Jesus, at every hospital, oh God, yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, will be made well, God, every place that we go, God, those that gave themselves away, oh God, as prostitutes, oh God, will give themselves away to you, oh God, because they found you, because you found them, God, and they learned, oh God, that it was you, Lord God, that saved them. In the name of Jesus, touch those that are on drugs today, God. Touch those that have been afflicted, Lord God, by all kinds of drugs, Lord God, in every addiction, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask in Jesus' name, God, that you will bring forth your word of love and restoration, God. In the name of Jesus, bring forth, Lord God, love and repentance, oh God, that men will fall to their faces and, Lord God, resist the enemy, oh God, and knowing that he will flee in this hour, in this
season because they learned and they know, oh God, that you belong, that they belong to you and you belong to them, God. We thank you, Lord God, that every false idol, yes, God, has been cast down in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you and we give you praise, oh God. We worship you and we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord, for this word on today. We pray, people of God, that you have been encouraged on today. We pray that God will continue to use you in a mighty way. May you take this word and hide it in Jesus' name. And we ask, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that your will be done. Woman of God, Administrator Friday, if we can go to a commercial. And I bless God.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
Excelling the Family for the Kingdom Purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois.
It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
Pastor Eugene Fears Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois.
October 29th, 2022.
Saturday morning, The Workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio.
Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022 at 11 a.m. A Time of Reflections.
Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois.
Bishop Kenneth Franklin,
Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons,
Restoration and Truth Ministries,
Newport News, Virginia.
For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988
or email us at laronmatthewsministries@gmail.com.
That's laronmatthewsministries@gmail.com.
No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022, the Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
We welcome you and want to see you there.
All right, people of God, we hope to see you there. So this magnificent conference is about to take place. Administrator Bryant, is there any announcements that you would need to make, or if there's anybody that on the chat room that has some questions or anything that they would like to share?
God bless you, woman of God. God bless everyone that's listening in this morning, Dr. Wilkes. Please, if you will, keep in mind that we've adopted the third Sunday in every month as a love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God and bless the ministry, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash out that money sign RFPIM, or you can mail at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. In reference to the conference, please keep in mind that the hotel reservations were cut off on the 17th, that's the Holiday Inn Express in Crestwood, Illinois. The information, as far as the numbers are concerned, is on the website as well as on the Facebook as well, or you can call 877-912-2027 for more information, or you can email us at laronmatthewsministries@gmail.com, or you can text us at 334-440-6152 for more information on the Family Values Conference 2022 and the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. Matthews. We welcome everyone that's listening in on the blog talk side on this morning and in the chat room. We welcome the young prophets that are listening in, Evangelist Pickett. They received the word that you gave on this morning and they truly enjoyed the word. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, and God bless you as well. Administrator Brian, and to the young prophets that are on the line, just be encouraged. Allow God to use you in this season because he has a need of you. Again, I want to thank the Lord for my leaders, for Prophet LaRon Matthews, all those that are on the line as well. Is there anyone on the Blog Talk side that would like to that would have a question or comment? Please press star and then one. And you'll come. And you'll come in the queue. At this time, is there anyone?
Phenomenal morning, Evangelist Pickett. This is Prophetess Tina.
Good morning.
Thank you for that word, downward. I'm writing that book myself right now, the season I'm in. So I got notes to add to my notes, but it's a very strong word. I even liked, I had to write down when you said about the trailblazers really going, being in trialblazing. So that was strong right there. So I had to write that note, but powerful message and words this morning in teaching.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Tina. I'm so glad to hear your voice. So glad. It's almost like yesterday that we were together. So I just thank the Lord for you and all the things that God is doing in and through your life at this moment. Just to continue to build for the kingdom of God. We must build for the kingdom. God bless you. Is anybody else? If not, we can go on to the conference line. If there's anybody on the conference line that would like to a comment or a word of encouragement or whatever you have to say, you can come on and in Jesus' name.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. I agree with what's been said on the prayer. Start the good morning, all the words that you have given. And I really liked how you was talking about the indicator in the planes. And I thank God that we have an indicator inside of us for those of us that have received the gift of the Holy Ghost and how that it helps us to adjust attitudes that we can achieve the building you brought out. And it's just so, I was amazed when you were talking about the author of the book that you came across. And it's just so wonderful because right now I am in a leadership class and the person she is a John Maxwell coach. And
wow.
I've been in this class for the last two Saturdays, and then doing another one today. And then we're moving from this phase to another phase. But she is actually a John Maxwell coach, and we in some of the books. But I thank God I'm learning a lot, and you can never exhaust your position in the kingdom, because God is truly continuing to build us. And I like how you talk about the brick and everything that you mentioned this morning. And truly, if we stay on the wall, there is always going to be opposition that come against us. But we have to be like those of Nehemiah and all the weapons that was with him. We have to be equipped and strapped down with our weapons to stay on the wall, continue to build, and always ready to fight. God bless you.
God bless you as well, Dr. Wilkes. I'm so thankful to know that this is so true, that we have to continue to build and fight and pray. And, you know, sometimes we have to relearn some things, and we may have seen it before, or we've seen some things happening over time, but we know that when we're building, we're going to get dirty. We know there's not always going to be a clean place, you know, but if we continue to stay before him, he will clean us up, and he will shape us, he will mold us, he will make us over again in the process while we're building, because he's building our character first on the inside of us so that when we present ourselves to others as leaders, as
so that we can develop other leaders around us and become, just as John Maxwell, become a person of influence. These things that was dead weight will fall off of us. People are going to see us for who we are regardless. People are going to talk about us regardless, whether we do good or whether we do bad, you know. But our attitude must be out altitude in order for us to continue to press on. And they build the wall up. They build it up so that we and so that the people of God can have a place to dwell. So God bless you, Dr. Wilson. I'm so thankful that God has orchestrated this time, confirmation for you as well. So God bless you. Is there anybody else on the line that would like to have a comment or I'd like to share
good
anything?
Good morning, woman of God. Good morning to every kingdom leader, to Dr. LaRon, to my husband, Apostle Maurice Simmons, and his absence. I truly bless God for you, overseer elect, for the word that the Lord placed in your belly to release, not just for the hearers, but for those who will receive. There was so much that you released, that God gave you to release, and I just want to say I'm speaking in behalf of Apostle and I. We thank you for the word, for being a teacher of the word, and for having the word in you that it easily flowed out. And you knew exactly what God told you to speak, when to speak it, and when to release it. That although you sometimes have notes on paper, there are still things that God will give you to release at a specific time. And so thank you for encouraging leaders, pastors, the intercessors. You left no one out in the midst of this teaching. And what I also wanted to add to this, when you think about building brick by brick, we can't do it without the mortar. And so when you think about the foundation of what God is doing in the lives of his people and what we need in order for the kingdom to be established, there's some things you just cannot leave out. Putting brick on brick will not stand against wind or any form of storm without the proper mortar and foundation. So thank you, because we know that God is our foundation. The word of God is the mortar, and prayer and everything else that he allows us to do to build brick by brick. And guess what? You can't build without another team member, or you can't build without another person to help you establish what God wants to do in the kingdom. So thank you for the word that you brought forth on this morning. Godly proud, godly proud. And I pray that God will restore everything that you released, that he will restore your body, that there be no retaliation against your physical or spiritual or mental in this hour, in this season. God bless you, woman of God.
I bless you, prophetess. And I thank God for you. Got me screaming over here. I'm glad I had my phone on me, because I said, yay! Because what she said was so powerful. You know, my daddy, my father, was a brick mason. And I think I can mention that. He was a brick mason. And there was just some things that you can't, you said it. You hit it right on the head. You have got to have the mortar, you know, to make it stay. And I was thinking about the three little pigs. As you were saying that, you know, how they built their houses and all of them blew down. It's just like the wise man and the foolish man. You know, whose house are you going to really build on? You know, what land are you going to build on? And Apostle always talks about that, about the wise man and the foolish man. We must be wise in this season. And I thank God for what you shared, because without the foundation, God's word, I mean, God, he's the foundation, he's the rock. Without each other, without the mortar, the word of God, we can't build. You can build all you want with wood and sticks and straw or whatever the other pig used, you know, but the enemy will come and blow it right down. And so just Oh, goodness gracious. And then just yesterday, my brother was telling me, because he wanted me to buy some concrete or something for the house for my house that he's about to do some things. And I keep saying, oh, yeah, you can't do nothing without that stuff, can you? You can put this tile down, but if you ain't got no stuff to make it stick, you're going to be sitting there looking crazy, and you'll be sliding on them tiles. So I just thank God for what you share because it is so powerful. It's like glue. It's like having a piece of paper and trying to stick some paper inside of it to send out with no glue. Having an envelope with no glue on it. You got to lick that thing, you know, and for it to seal so no, your stuff won't come out of it. So anyways, I hope that makes sense. Is there anybody else on the line? Thank you, woman of God. I thank God for you, an apostle. Man, I just thank y'all. Y'all are awesome. Thank God for you. Is there anybody else on the line that would like to come and share? Would like to? I won't stay on the line too much longer. But I just want to give you a chance to speak. If you have encouragement, God bless you. Well, all righty then. If there is nothing else, Minister Bryant, has anybody else said anything on the other side? Or
come on, woman, got all lines of clear.
Awesome. Okay. We just want to let you guys know that Restoration and Truth Ministries will be having our family and friends cook out today from 12 to 4 at the Brysdale Park in Azalea Shelter. And we're going to have food, fun, and laughter. We're going to eat, and have some fun. We're going to have some good fellowship. And if you're in the area of Hampton, Virginia, come on out and have some good time with us. And we also have an awesome service going on tomorrow. And we have our guest, our spiritual mother, Apostle Sandy Quinones from Carolina. And we thank God that if you're in the house, if you're in the area, please come and join us at the Hilton Garden Inn in Newport News, Virginia. And the service starts at 10 o'clock, but we will also be having prayer at 9:15. And so we would love for you to come to fellowship with us because God is going to do a mighty work. We believe that God is going to set us on fire like never before. It's a revival, people of God. And so if you can join us, if you're not able to join us physically, please join us on Facebook Live. We will be sharing that as well. So I pray that you all have been blessed today. I thank you, Prophet Ron Matthews, for allowing me to have this platform on today. I thank you, Apostle Simmons and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, for the opportunity to be able to come on and share with the word that God has given to us to be able to encourage us, to instruct us, to provide us what we need in this hour, in this season. And if there's anything, if there's nothing else, I'm going to go out and pray, lead out in prayer. Alrighty, here we go. Father God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for all that you've said, all that you've done, all the things that you're going to do now and in our future, Father. We thank you that you're looking, Lord God, for those that want to serve you and you serve you wholeheartedly. Oh God, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will continue to gather us all together on one mind and one accord in the mighty name of Jesus. It is not about us, Father, but it's all about you and your kingdom, God. So we ask in the name of Jesus that as we leave this place, but never your presence, God, we pray for those that don't know who you are, God, and want to know you as their Father, as their Savior, as you will be their Redeemer, God. We pray, Lord God, that they will, Lord God, repent of their sins, God, and come to you in the mighty name of Jesus with their whole heart, God, surrendering to you in Jesus' name so that they will also find a place of fellowship in the name of Jesus.
that will teach them the unadulterated word of God so that they can grow in the kingdom of God for such a time as this, Lord. We also pray in Jesus' name, God, that those that have backslidden, Lord God, those that have turned their hearts away from you, oh God, may the prodigal sons and daughters come back to you in the master's name of Jesus. And Lord, even those that are in the house of God, may they come back to you in the mighty name of Jesus so that you can get the record straight in Amanday, so my, in their lives, oh God, may they set, oh God, their affections upon you, Lord God, and not of their circumstances, God. And those, Lord God, that do come in the house of God that don't know who you are, God, that are hungry and thirsty, give them the word, oh God, Amanday, in the name of Jesus. Where they can win souls for you in the name of Jesus. But it only takes one, God. Just as the woman at the well, God. It only took one, God. It took, Lord God, two, Paul and Silas, to turn the world upside down, God. And we thank you, oh God, that you're going to use your people when they open themselves and make themselves available to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the visionary. We thank you for the vision that you have set for our house. In the mighty name of Jesus, for our leaders, oh God, continue to, Lord God, let them write the vision upon the, Lord God, the tables, oh God. Oh God, and let us hide those words in our heart, God. Let us hide the vision, Lord God, in our heart to take action. When you called us to take action in the name of Jesus, let us fight and pray in the spirit realm in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us be girded up in our loins, oh God, and not be fearful of what man may say or what man may do, oh God, or even the enemy, oh God. He comes all kinds of ways, oh God, but you will, Lord God, make a way of an escape, God. You will show us, Lord God, in advance, oh God. You're going to give us hindsight. In the name of Jesus, and foresight for us to be able to see, in the name of Jesus, what is going to take place in this hour, in this season. We thank you that we are alert. We will be focused. We will be alert. We will be focused. We will be alert in this hour, in this season. We thank you, Father, for all that you're going to do, for the enemy is defeated and he is under our feet. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you all, people of God. We pray that come back and listen to the recording. Let there may be some things that you may have missed or you may want to recap again. Share this with others. Share this with your neighbors. Share this with your brothers. Share it with your enemies. Share it with your church members. Those that didn't even get on the line, they were still in their bed asleep. Just share it and watch what God do in their lives. God bless you all. If there's nothing else, we're going to end this call in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Come on, songs goes like this.
Praise him for when I wanna be close to you.
Church.
I will praise you while I can.
what you owe him. Give him what you owe him. Give him what you owe him, church. Praise is what I do. Even when I'm going through. Even when I'm going through. See, I finally learned, church. And I declare, no, my circumstance doesn't even stand a chance. Love. Thank you for loving.
unconditionally, Lord. Thank you for loving me too much, Lord. Thank you for loving me too much, Lord. Unconditionally, thank you for loving me too much, Lord. Thank you for loving me. Where would I have been? Where would I have been without you? You love me too much, oh. Oh, kakame, nahin you be. You are A to Z, and everything in between, no. Oh. Now you be the most high king. Eche tobie zike odiro yedika king. Amamamasyamasyo. Now you be the most high king. Eche tobie zike odiro yedika. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing.